This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu ala man bu'itha rahmatan lil alameen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very often in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sabr. This concept of sabr is integral to our faith or our iman. In fact, we know in Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Allah takes an oath by al-asr or time, and he says that man is indeed in a state of loss, illa alladhina amanu, except those who have iman, except those who have faith, iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do righteous deeds. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and they enjoin each other to the truth. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they enjoin each other to having sabr. So what is sabr? We are told very often that we must have sabr, we must have patience. But what is sabr? The scholars of Islam have talked about sabr as being three types. The first type of sabr is sabr ala ta'atillah, patiently persevering upon obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, whenever the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been given to us, right, then we basically patiently persevere in doing them. For example, a person might find it very difficult to wake up for Fajr, right? But this is an obligation. This is an obligation, so he has to have patience in order to persevere and make sure that he wakes up for Fajr every single day. So the first type of sabr is sabr ala ta'atillah, or being patient or patiently persevering on obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, sabr anil ma'asiyah, which is patiently persevering against ma'asiyah or disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from doing something or forbidden us from doing something, and maybe our nafs that we want to do it, right? Here is where patience comes in. We must have patience in order to persevere in avoiding this sin or doing this act of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third type of sabr is the most common one that we all understand as patience. And this is a sabr ala qadarillah, right? This is having patience with respect to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees something that you in your heart, you might think that, you know what, this is difficult for me, this is painful, this is, you know, if a person loses his job or loses, you know, a close family member or something like this, then we have to be patient. This is the bare minimum obligation, is that we must be patient, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, knowing that Allah is the all-knowing. He knows what the situation that we're going through, right? This difficulty, this calamity. And knowing that Allah has the ability to change it if He wishes. He's qadir ala kulli shay. He could change anything He wants. And finally, knowing that Allah is all-wise. So out of His wisdom and His mercy, Allah has decreed for us whatever test or calamity that we're going through. So in summary, sabr is of three types. Sabr, patience in worshipping Allah and doing other acts of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, sabr anil ma'asiyah, you know, being patient against doing acts of disobedience to Allah, against sinning, you know, patiently persevering against sinning. And finally, having patience when we are faced with the calamity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are patient. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.